All right, welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live composition lesson for rolling drum and bass, and we're building a hook out of chopped vocal notes, not a full vocal top line. Think micromelody. Tiny syllables, vowels, breaths, little tonal fragments treated like a lead instrument. The goal by the end, a two-bar hook loop that's instantly recognizable, grooves with your drums, stays out of the bass and snare's way, and is already mix ready. And we're doing it with a repeatable workflow you can use again and again. Before we touch the vocal, set the context. Put your tempo at about 172 to 175 BPM. Build a basic drum loop, even if it's placeholder. Kick on beat 1, snare on 2 and 4, hats a ride for movement, and add a simple bass placeholder, even just a sign. This matters because a vocal chop can sound huge solo, and then you drop it into the actual drop and suddenly it's fighting the snare, masking the bass, and the whole groove falls apart. So we're writing the hook inside the mix from day one. Now choose your vocal source. For this style, you want something with clear pitch and strong formants. Long vowels like ah, oh, e are gold because they carry melody. A little vibrato is actually nice because it feels alive. Try to avoid a vocal that's already swimming in reverb, because you want to control the space later. Do a quick cleanup on the audio track before you sample it. Start with EQ8. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz, and don't be shy if there's rumble. If the vocal bites, dip a little around 2.5 to 4.5K. Add a gate only if it's noisy, and set it so you're controlling mess, not deleting the life. You usually want some breath left, because breath becomes a great pickup later. Optional move, utility, and mono the low end below about 150 Hz so the source behaves. Next step is warping, and yes, this is critical. Double-click the clip, turn warp on, and choose your warp mode based on what you're sampling. If it's a full phrase, Complex Pro is fine. If you're focusing on a cleaner, more synth-like single note, tones can be amazing. In Complex Pro, start with formants at 0, and an envelope around 60 to 90 milliseconds. Shorter is tighter, longer is smoother. The goal is simple. It stays in time without smearing consonants. Now we switch mindset. Microsampling. We're not slicing randomly. We're casting phonemes into rolls. Here are the rolls. Vowels are your sustain and pitch center. That's the melody carrier. Plosives, like T, K, P, are your transient accents. That's the rhythm driver. Sibilants, like S and SH, are your high-frequency glue. Breaths are tension and lift. Those are your pickups. If your hook feels intentional, it's usually because every hit has a job. So as you listen through the vocal, you're hunting for small, pitch-stable chunks, a clean vowel sustain, a nice consonant transient, maybe a breath that leads into a hit. You've got two main approaches in Ableton. First approach is slice to new MIDI track. This is fastest for rhythmic hooks. Right-click the vocal clip, slice to new MIDI track, and choose transients as a starting point. If you did your own warp markers, you can slice by warp markers instead. Ableton will create a drum rack full of slices you can play. Second approach is the single note instrument approach, and this is usually best for melodic hooks. Find a clean vowel note region, consolidate it so it becomes its own clip, and drag that into Simpler. Put Simpler in classic mode. If you need time stability, turn warp on inside Simpler. Keep the voices low, like 1 to 3, so it stays tight, and then try glide, something like 20 to 60 milliseconds, in drum and bass. That tiny slippery movement can make a vocal chop feel like a real lead instead of disconnected samples. Now we tune it. Do not skip this. Pitch confidence is the difference between pro hook and cool but amateur. Put a tuner on the audio before you sample, or check against a piano. Figure out the actual note, then in Simpler or Sampler set the root key correctly. Now your MIDI is meaningful, because when you play a C, it's actually a C. If the source is slightly off, fix it before you commit. Use clip transpose in sense or semitones, or adjust transpose in Simpler, then recheck. For D&B hooks, a range that often cuts is somewhere around E3 up to B4, depending on the vocal and the mix. All right, now composition. Create a two-bar MIDI clip at 175 BPM. Here's your rule. Motif plus groove, not random notes. Start with bar 1 as the identity. 3 to 5 notes maximum. Repetition with one surprise note, and place hits around the snare space. In a rolling drop, you generally don't want your main vocal hit landing exactly on beat 2 and 4, because the snare is king. Instead, use pickups and offbeats. Think in 16ths. Hits around the end of beat 1 heading into 2, or little stabs after the snare, can feel nasty. If you like grid thinking, you're aiming for those pickup placements that feel like they're pulling into the snare rather than sitting on it. Then bar 2 becomes the variation. Keep it familiar. The easiest high-impact technique is the answer note strategy. Keep the pattern and only change the last note, or swap the last slice type, like vowel to consonant, or change the articulation. Last hit reversed, last hit stuttered, last hit with a longer tail. Minimal change, maximum perceived evolution. As you program the MIDI, use velocity like it's part of the groove, not just volume. A starting range, main hits around 90 to 115, ghost hits around 35 to 70. And here's a teacher trick. Those ghost hits shouldn't feel like quiet main hits. They should feel like different intent. Sometimes that means shorter notes, duller tone, or slightly late timing. Now groove and swing. DDNB needs tightness and movement at the same time. In the groove pool, you can try a swing 16 groove and keep it subtle, or extract groove from a break or even from your hats. Apply it to the hook clip with timing around 10 to 25%. Keep velocity influence low, maybe 0 to 15%, and random extremely low, like 0 to 5%. But advanced move, don't rely only on groove pool. Micro timing is huge. A lot of the time, the hook doesn't cut because the vowel speaks too late. Try nudging the main vowel hit slightly early, like minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds. In Ableton you can do this with track delay, or by nudging notes with fine control. Then leave ghost notes a little late, and now you get swagger without losing impact. Now we shape the vocal like an instrument using a clean stock Ableton chain. Start with simpler, then EQ8. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz, so it stays out of the low mids. If it's boxy or muddy, nudge around 250 to 500. If it needs bite, a gentle presence boost around 3 to 6K. Then add saturator. Analog clip mode is a great starting point. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. You're not trying to destroy it. You're trying to make it feel forward and consistent. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, max. This is glue, not flattening. Then auto filter for movement. LP12 or band pass can both work. The trick is to map cutoff to a macro or automate it so the hook evolves across a phrase. Then a little width. Chorus ensemble can be clean and modern. Face or flanger can give you a more jungle flavor. Keep the mix low, like 5 to 20%. And remember the concept of a mono anchor. Decide which layer is your core, usually the dry vowel, and keep that relatively mono so the hook survives club systems and busy drops. Width should mostly come from the extras, like filtered delays and chorus on the air layer. Then delay, echo or delay, set to 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. Filter it, high pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8K, so the repeats don't clog your low mids or fight your hats. Then reverb, pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds so it stays up front. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds depending on how dense your drop is. High pass the reverb hard, like 400 to 800 Hz. Keep wet around 8 to 18%. In drum and bass, too much reverb in the drop is one of the fastest ways to lose punch. Now the must-have, sidechain control. Put a compressor after your reverb and delay, or do it on a return, and sidechain it from your kick and snare bus, or at least the kick. Fast attack, like 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds, ratio 4 to 1. Adjust threshold so you're ducking about 2 to 6 dB on drum hits. That's how the hook stays loud without bullying the drums. At this point, your MIDI hook is working. Now we do the pro workflow. Commit and rework. Resampling. Create an audio track called Vox Hook Print. Set its input to resampling. Record 8 bars of you performing the hook. This is where you automate filter cutoff. Do a couple delay feedback throws at the end of phrases, maybe even do subtle formant tweaks, if you're in Complex Pro or using sampler formant controls. The point is to generate movement that would be annoying to manage as a million automation lanes. Then take that printed audio and rechop it. Find the best one or two bars. Consolidate it. Place it precisely on the grid. Add a reverse hit into a snare, or a tiny stutter in the last half bar before a drop. That classic DDNB move where the hook glitches right before the impact. This is where it comes from. The impossible edits get easy once it's audio. If you want to push it further, build a three-layer vocal instrument like a synth. One layer is core. Clean, mostly mono, tight envelope. Second layer is grit. Distortion heavy, band limited, like 300 Hz to 6K and tucked under. Third layer is air. High passed hard, like 3 to 5K and up, with chorus and delay, very quiet, just for size. And another slick mix trick, if your reverb is getting fizzy, don't just ES the dry vocal. put your de-essing or multiband control on the reverb return, focusing on that 6 to 10k band. Your dry chop stays crisp, but the wash doesn't sandblast your hats. Now let's talk arrangement, because a great 2-bar loop isn't the same as a great drop. Think in 16 and 32 bar logic. In the first 16 bars of drop A, you can keep the hook present but controlled. Sometimes it's stronger when it plays every 2 bars instead of every bar. That's a visibility schedule. Listeners perceive it as bigger when it's used intentionally. Then bars 17 to 32 bring a variation. Add a higher harmony layer by transposing the same chops up 7 or 12 semitones, just lightly, or slightly increase distortion, or add a couple more ghost notes for density. You can also do call and response with your bass. Write the hook first, then write the bass rhythm into the hook's negative space. That one workflow prevents the classic mid-range traffic jam where everything plays all the time. One more performance hack: create 4 macros on an effect rack for fast section changes. One macro for brightness, basically filter cutoff. One for width, like utility width or chorus mix. One for space, like reverb send or wet. One for dirt, saturation drive. Now you can play arrangement changes with a few automation curves instead of rebuilding the sound every section. Let's quickly hit common mistakes so you can avoid them. If your chops are too long, they blur the groove and collide with snare tails. If you didn't set root key or tune the sample, the hook will feel off even if everything else is perfect. If you drown it in reverb in the drop, you lose punch. If you overlayer, you get a mid-range traffic jam. If you skip side chain or envelope control, the hook fights the kick and snare. And if your notes are random, you might get cool sound design, but you won't get a memorable motif. Now a quick timed practice, because this skill levels up fast with repetition. Take one clean eye into simpler, tune the root key. Write a 2-bar MIDI hook with 4 main hits and 2 ghost hits. Duplicate it twice. This audio version is shortened for playback.